Today's show was presented by The Ultimate Tax Group. Visit them today at The Ultimate Tax Group, ultimatetaxgroup.com, 888-810-0616. Infinite Safari Adventures. Visit them online, infinitesafariadventures.com, and start planning your African safari adventure. Everyone, we'll catch you next week. Thanks for listening.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management. AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's. You'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of sunsets and stars. Big thrills are in store with the trials to the Ed Burke Memorial Futurity on Sunday, May 31st. Kindergarten Futurity winner Call Me Candela could be in action. Plus, impressive winners Black Magic, Monday Dynasty, and more. And night racing's best bets are here, the early and late pick four. The early pick four pools can be over 190,000. And our $10,000 Pick 6 promo every Sunday night will either feature a carryover or add $10,000 to the Pick 6 pool. Racing fans, we're open daily with top simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Aqueduct, and more. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are always here. Don't forget, free live streaming of our racing programs is always available at losalamitos.com. The Ed Burke Trials, Sunday, May 31st. Great racing always at Los Alamitos.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, halu'alohagardenandkitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448 86455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's race book has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Attention Inland Empire Racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front.
Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose, and Gamely is the winner by a nose. Rising
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry, Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come join us for top-class daytime thoroughbred action and nighttime quarter horse racing through December 14th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, perennial top stallion clubhouse ride, stakes producing Om and Tamarando. By the luxurious Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit Halu'alohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you, Dan Jersey, and a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Hey, hope you're having a great Memorial Weekend wherever you may be. And
So much to reflect upon in this great country of ours. And we've got a lot to talk about this morning vis-a-vis thoroughbred horse racing. A big day of California bred racing yesterday at Santa Anita, dubbed Gold Rush Day. And some big, big performances. Really happy to have Agent Mike Ciani joining us in a few minutes. He represents Armando Ayuso. I thought Ayuso's ride, I know the horse was 2-1 in yesterday's $125,000 Snow Chief at a mile and 1/8, put an exclamation point on the emergence of this rider, Armando Ayuso, coming into today through 18 days of what's dubbed the Hollywood meet at Santa Anita. Armando Ayuso and Antonio Fresu are dead heated atop the standings at 18. Very much worth noting, and a big job from off the pace. Yes, it's nice to have the horse, but he certainly was able to get it done, to produce, when called upon. Unrivaled time conditioned by Leonard Powell. The race before that, hey, who but John Sadler to win the Mallaire Stakes? Of course, John, the trainer of the brilliant, undefeated Mallaire. She was 5-for-5 way back at age 3 in 1986, and her signature performance was in that one-turn silver screen at Hollywood Park that included the legendary Snow Chief. It was Legacy Ranch, and of course, that is the nom de corps of Pete Perella, along with his wife Evelyn. Mohaven, odds on, and man, she ran like it. First time long yesterday under Amicial Jaramillo, and Amicial is now undefeated with Mohaven. They're 2-for-2 when paired together. A totally dominant win going that 1 mile and 1/16 on the main track yesterday. She won off by 6 lengths. Prior to that, it was John Sadler getting his first of two in race 6. That was the Crystal Water. A name for Crystal Water, a winner in 1977 of both the Santa Anita Handicap and the Hollywood Gold Cup. Boy, you think back now, those were heady days indeed. Antonio Fresu aboard Flyover again for John Sadler. And then earlier, this will be the Cowbred of the Week, the Grand Slam Smile, the great Grand Slam Smile, her 10th stakes victory, now conditioned by Sean McCarthy, who's always quick to give credit to the owner breeders, Mr. and Mrs. Larry D. Williams, jockey Billy Anton Georgie, in from Kentucky to ride. And he always gives a tip of the cap, does Sean, to Grand Slam Smile original trainer Steve Speck. A very gutty win. She's all heart on the lead by a half length, and yesterday's 1 mile turf, Franz Valentine. And then just before that, another formful result, by the way, Grand Slam Smile, 5 cents on the dollar. Big City Lights for Richard Mandela, off at 4-5, paid $3.80 to win in the Thor's Echo, going 6 furlongs on dirt. Let's get back to upstate New York right now and say hello to our good friend Jonathan Hardoon on behalf of the Rags and Sheets. John, very wet at the Big A yesterday. What's the story today, and good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Well, it's a lot worse today than it was yesterday.
No way.
All the races are off the turf. If a million late scratches, the fields have been decimated, but you can't control the weather. Tomorrow, by the way, is closing day at Belmont at the Big A. They shut down for 10 days, I believe. We reopened on June 3rd, and that will be at Saratoga for the they have a week festival there. And then they come back and shut down Aqueduct for good at the end of June. So they close for 10 days. They reopen at Saratoga on June 3rd, and they race there for a week, then come back and shut, you know, the end. That's closing curtain for Aqueduct after all these years.
Yeah, and again, that's going to be a huge week, weather allowing, at Saratoga, that Belmont Stakes Festival weekend. And this will be the third and, we believe, final year the Belmont will be run at Saratoga, because the new Belmont is right on schedule for reopening, John.
Yes, yeah, September 18th they're going to open up, and it's going to be a whole hoopla. And, you know, hopefully they get the business, because they put a lot of money into this, and they're going to get a Breeders' Cup back here. And, you know, Belmont used to be great. Let's see if they could redo it. By the way, Mike, as far as performances yesterday, the second race yesterday was a baby race, 4.5 furlongs. Anyone that didn't watch that race, go back and watch Free Closer. What an amazing performance. Horse totally missed the break, had trouble down the backstretch. Remember, these are two-year-olds.
Yeah.
And he got up to win, and frankly, even got a little excited, and he doesn't do that often, but that was quite a performance. It was a snow cone performance.
52-3 the final time. This is a two-year-old filly by Pavel out of a Twirling Candy mare. John, I didn't see hardly any races yesterday. Had an event over at Chapman University I was at, so I'll hit the tape and take a look at Free Closer, ridden by Florent Garou. Ray Pollock had something on X this morning. I'm going to have Ray on the second hour, and he gave a tip of the cap to Joaquin Jaime of with FanDuel TV. Said he had a good interview with Matt Nakatani, who represents Florent Garou, and I guess they're going to kind of be bouncing back and forth between here and Kentucky. And so, it was nice of Ray to acknowledge Joaquin's good work on FanDuel, and Joaquin, along with so many other people, their future is pretty much in limbo right now. I hope things work out for the best. As most people listening know, FanDuel is they're going to be shifting down here at the end of June, and then at the end of next year, no mas. So some big changes coming, and it's not really too good at all for our game, John.
No, the game is trending, unfortunately, in the wrong direction at this point. We need a good kick in the butt to straighten things out between HISA and CAW and OB. We can go through a whole laundry list of problems, but the game's been resilient, Mike. It lasted a long time. You know,
yeah.
It is a little scary, to be honest with you, watching what's going on. And unfortunately, the people in charge don't really care much about it. Or if they do, they certainly have a strange way of showing it because the players don't feel it. So.
Yeah, I mean, coast to coast, you have to look at motivations and big picture end games for some respective ownership groups and individuals. All that said, John, I've got the most recent edition of Trainer Magazine. And this is a monthly magazine. It's very, very high-end, slick, well done, with great photography, good writing, and well into it, page 76. They're calling this hashtag soundbites. And the question posed to several trainers, I'm only going to quote two. Here's the question: are there any racing regulations you'd like to see changed? And if so, why? Here's Todd Pletcher. He says, and I quote Todd, "The first thing that comes to mind is allowing Lasix for all horses. I think it's an effective treatment for the problem that we have. I think you can argue it's the best thing for the horse with limited dosages. I think it can be effective and helpful to the horse's short-term and long-term health," end quote, Todd Pletcher. And, John, you've heard me say this many times. This is, to me, a classic example of we've got to get PETA, the animal rights folks, out of any decision-making process and start listening to people like Pletcher. To me, he's of impeccable character. I know he's had overages and so on and so forth. He runs a massive stable, John. I just wish guys like him that we could listen to them a little bit more.
Well, they don't bring guys like this to the table, Mike. That's the problem.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Heiss is so worried about the horses and everything. Well, guess what? Taking horses off of Lasix, and especially older horses that have run on Lasix, they take them off of Lasix for these stake races. They end up bleeding in those races, and then they're out for 6 months. So what good is it do to the horse when that happens? You know, yeah, great, do away with Lasix. Okay, it sounds like the politically correct thing to say, but in this game, they need it, Mike. These horses need it.
Well, you and I know that. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, and the damage it does when they bleed, when they're off of it, people don't realize how far it sets these horses back. And some horses never come back. You know, that's really just the bottom line, and that's the truth. Not only that, field sizes would be much bigger in all these stake races if they allowed Lasix back in.
Well, there's no question about it. And in the case of bleeding, this has to do with the respiratory situation. I don't want to get too technical. But, John, I can tell you and anybody listening, just from my limited personal experience, I had a very good California-bred mare by the name of Sweet Cakes and Shakes, and we had to address this situation. Now, we gave her a lot of time. If you look at her PPs, I mean, she won late at age two, and then she ran into her 8-year-old year. We had to give her time, if the bleeding is not addressed, or in the case now where if you can't use Lasix and they have a bad incident, it can cause a lot of damage and end a career. And beyond that, a horse may never come back the same. They may come back, but they can't approach the level they were performing at prior to. The other trainer I want to quote, and again, the question is, are there any racing regulations you'd like to see changed, and if so, why? This is from Mark Glatt, who, to me, has got as much credibility as anybody in our game. He says, between the state rules and the HISA rules, I feel like there's a lot of overlap and overkill, particularly on the extended layoff reports, rules and regulations for when horses have been off for a significant time. Also, I think it would be important to keep Lasix for every horse, including graded stakes. I'd like to see us go back to Lasix for all runners, end quote, Mark Glatt. So don't want to belabor the point, John, but again, there's a mountain of paperwork now facing anybody in this game, and that's a big, big factor as well. It's not helping at the entry box.
No, and how are they going to reverse course at this point? I would just like, who's going to have the guts to stand up to these people and yeah. say something? You know, I mean, what do they want to do? Have three horse fields? That's going to make them happy? Yeah, they're going to totally destroy what's left of the game.
John, let's face it, at Santa, well, you already said a ton of scratches due to weather at Aqueduct. Churchill had weather early yesterday. I wasn't able to watch any of the race just before I got out of the house. It looked like they had a lot of rain there on the main track. Santa Anita today, let's face it, it's slim pickings. But we got to get ready for tomorrow. Three graded stakes, John. The Grade 2 Hollywood Gold Cup and then a couple of Grade 1s. The Gamely for fillies and mares at 1 1/8 on grass. And the Shoemaker Mile on turf. We've got the comeback tomorrow of Michael McCarthy's Formidable Man. He's 7-5 on the morning line and a huge effort at long odds in the Breeders' Cup turf. He was the best of the North American contingent. He's been idle since the Breeders' Cup in early November. On the comeback trail today in the Grade 1 Shoe Mile, would encourage everybody, go to JONHARDOON.com for today and in particular tomorrow's entries at Santa Anita, John.
Yeah, we're going to have Belmont at Aqueduct, Churchill, and obviously Santa Anita. And you're right, Mike. Pratt's actually going out to California, I think, to ride that horse
yes.
tomorrow. So
yes.
obviously they must think that horse is ready to go. For today for radio, Mike, we're going to look at Churchill Downs. And by the way, it cleared up yesterday. The weather was fine. And that track at Churchill dries up faster, as you know, than any track in the world. I mean, it could pour in 2 hours.
It's amazing.
Later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, 9th race today is 1 3/8 on the turf, and I like a horse in there, Mike. Number 2, Laszlo, a 4-year-old gelding from the Mike Maker barn. He took over the training 2 starts back, and this horse has run well in both of the starts since joining the Maker barn. I like the rider switch today to Luis Saez. I like the 8-1 on the morning line. Number 2, Laszlo, upsets and wins today's 9th race out of Churchill Downs.
Okay, terrific. And again, JONHARDOON.com. What all is there, John?
3 best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today, again, Churchill, Aqueduct, and Santa Anita selections.
And, John, again, race 9 today at Churchill, listed post time 4:56 Eastern. And John says take a big, big look here at number 2, Laszlo, L-A-Z-L-O, with Luis Saez. 8-1 on the morning line back there. John, can't wait to get you back toward the end of the show, and we'll take a look at Santa Anita today or tomorrow. It's your choice.
Thanks, Mike. Stay okay. safe and be well.
Thank you so much. And as advertised now, we're joined by jockey agent Mike Ciani, who represents Armando Ayuso, continues to make his presence felt here in Southern California. And I thought, really, Ayuso put an exclamation point on his emergence as a leading rider here in Southern California with his ride in yesterday's $125,000 Snow Chief from way off the pace aboard the Leonard Powell conditioned unrivaled time. Again, Armando Ayuso dead heated with Antonio Fresu, 18 wins through 18 racing days coming into today. Mike Ciani, good morning. Thanks for making time and congrats on a heck of a day yesterday.
Hey, thank you, Mike. Good morning.
Just tell us a little bit more about this jockey. Now, I had Armando on about a year ago. I think it was Los Alamitos around this time, and I don't want to take any credit, but I didn't hurt him any. Mike, you're a guy who works very hard. You're regarded as kind of a very serious guy. This jock, it appears to me, has been a dream for you to work for. Am I right?
Yeah, he sure is. He's got an amazing personality. We get along unbelievably, and he's got all the ability in the world.
He certainly does. And just talk about you as his agent watching that race unfold yesterday at a mile and one-eighth on turf. He was so far off the pace, next to last, heading into the far turn. But just your thoughts watching that race.
I thought he had a great spot. I thought they were going pretty quick up front. And he was sitting alone, even though it was far back, he was sitting alone. And I knew he had control of the horse. So.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't worried until about mid-stretch, but at the wire, I was fine.
For those horses, you're right. It was a fast pace. I'll rattle off the splits. 23-1 the half, and this is a tell, 46-2. That's pretty quick going a mile and one-eighth for those kind of horses, as you know, Mike. And then three-quarters and 11-2, the mile and 134-4. And this horse came home a very respectable 148 flat, Mike.
Good deal.
Yeah, and listen, you're on five today. I only wanted to ask you about a couple of them. I don't like talking, putting guys on the spot about maiden race or about claiming races. But you ride a horse who's had a race under his belt and comes back today. That's King Kamea for Steve Knapp in the fourth race. You're 5-2 on the morning line. How has this horse been doing coming out of his debut?
Great job with him. I mean, he has a race under his belt. That helps. I saw him school a couple of days ago, and he looked great. You know, if he can break a little better this time, I think we're in great shape having a race under our belt compared to the favorite who doesn't from the rail.
Yeah, and talk about that last race, not breaking well, and how that kind of shook out, how he finished up, in your opinion.
I thought he finished great for a two-year-old going 4.5. You know, Steve's other horse was just dominant that day, but Armando got off the horse and said, "This horse is going to be solid. He's so smart."
Really?
So that tells me a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the sixth race today, Mike, eight of them in here, 2-year-olds going 4.5, and they're all first time starters. What do you know about the horse you ride for Dan Blacker? Is That You Wing number two?
Kind of the same scenario. We worked him a couple times. Dan's done a great job with this guy. His horse is laid back. He's straightforward, and he has no quirks. So I really like that about him. And Armando gave me nothing but good comments about him. So I expect a good run today from him.
Okay, and then last thing before we let you go, how's the condition book looking? The last condition book is out. We'll wrap things up. Is it June 18th? I don't have it in front of me. Yeah, June 14th. Yeah,
yep.
June 14th. How does business look here through the end of the meet?
Hey, we're just going to go out after it every day like we do, Mike. We're going to grind away every entry day, and we're going to go after it. Whether we win or not, we're going to go after it.
Well, it's been working, that's for sure. And then we've got that short three-weekend meet at Los Alamitos, and then it's on to Del Mar. Hey, congrats in advance on the way things are going with Armando Ayuso. Thanks for your time, Mike.
Thank you, Mike. I hope everyone has a lucky and blessed day today.
Hey, last thing I forgot to mention is
yeah.
We dialogued a little bit yesterday. You're coming down here to the Big A later today, huh?
Yeah, me and the family, wife and three boys.
Hey.
Yep.
We're looking for a series suite, man.
We love the stadium.
Yeah, we do too, and we've won a series. It's been a while, and we're looking for a sweep against the Rangers today. And some signs for encouragement. One thing, the division is lackluster. We're not. I mean, I know we're way under 500, but I think we're 7.5 games out. That's not insurmountable.
No, for sure not.
I know that's glass half full, but it's the truth. Hopefully we can keep things going in the right direction. Hope to see you down here at the Big A, Mike.
You got it, Mike. Have a great day.
You as well. We'll go ahead and hit this break just a little bit early. Chris coming back strong with John Lindo down in Carlsbad. Orlando Gutierrez, some concerns last night. Everything canceled here at Los Al. due to this chemical spill. They had Beach Boulevard shut down south of Catella. 50,000 people evacuated. We're going to get an update from Orlando Gutierrez. Hopefully, we're back up and running tonight at Los Alamitos Racecourse. We'll be right back.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Almond Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading rider Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
This love is getting kind of dangerous.
Los Angeles. My name is Mike Willman, and my next guest is named John Lindo. We'll head down to Carlsbad, say hello. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for taking time for us on really a great weekend for so many friends and families around the country. It was always special, I know, over at Hollywood Park. It's just a great time to get together, reflect, and have a good time, John.
You have that Monday holiday, you know, all the people that have sacrificed for us, we're very lucky to be able to do that. So, you know, you see somebody that's helped us and put in their time and their service, do something nice for them.
Yeah, really, really well stated, John. And listen, let's go ahead and start talking business a little bit. Some big performances on California Gold Rush Day yesterday at Santa Anita. Unfortunately, a ton of short prices. What are you going to do? One of them was going to be our Cal Bread of the Week, and that's the great Grand Slam Smile, John. Her 10th stakes victory in a gutty effort, gate to wire, in taking the one-mile turf, Franz Valentine, under Billy Anton Georgi, with the $60,000 win total for her. Her earnings now approaching $1 million at $984,120. This is a five-year-old mare, owned and bred by Mr. and Mrs. Larry D. Williams here in California, by Smiling Tiger out of the Grand Slam mare, Royal Grand Slam. Grand Slam Smile now with 12 wins, 6 seconds, 3 thirds from 21 lifetime starts. A very, very deserving California bred of the week, Grand Slam Smile, John.
She's 18 for 21 in the exacta with 12 career wins out of the 21 starts. And you get her in front, and good luck trying to pass her. She just looks you in the eye and says, no, you don't. And just a pleasure to watch. She's been around for a while. She's a fan favorite, and she should be because these kind of horses, they're just special. You run them with their friends, and they're going to beat you.
And John, we've talked about this before, but she doesn't have the best way, the prettiest way of going, I guess you could say. She really kind of dishes with that left front. But like Steve Speck told me a long time ago, in the afternoon, she dishes really fast with it, and she's got a ton of heart. She's really something to behold.
Well, she's a five-year-old. She's made 21 starts. She obviously can stand the training. And like you say, if you do right by her, you take your time, space the races out. She's going to give you whatever she's got, and that's a lot.
Yeah. Hey, John, I want to give a big tip of the cap, we usually do, to everybody up there at the South Point, Michael Gaughan, the whole administrative staff, the way they run their show. I ran into three guys a few days ago over at the First Cabin in Arcadia. Boy, what a shocker, huh? They said they were up at the South Point for Preakness weekend, and they said, you know, the place was jammed. Every single venue. Now, they had an equine event going on there as well, which did help. We got to allow that. But in a town, a city that, let's face it, business has been off, the South Point rolls on, and there are a lot of reasons for it. They told me they went into one place there at the South Point. They ordered 3 Bud Lights and $8, or pardon me, they were $4 each, $12 for the 3 Bud Lights. That gives you an indication of how they treat the customer up there. Free parking and admission every single day at the South Point. They make you feel welcome, and they take care of people.
Well, Mike, we say they're fan-friendly because they are. They're not out to gouge you. They want your action, and they're going to treat you the right way for coming in and giving them the chance to put you in play. So, all the restaurants, the prices are reasonable. The food is terrific. The service is good. And again, you can go out and even the shows in the showroom, they're not going to gouge you with crazy prices. It's fun. It's affordable. You can take a family out there. You've got the bowling alley if you want to take the kids bowling. Movie theaters are there. You don't have to go anywhere else. It's a one place, one site, and you've got everything you need to do.
And the NFL, which is the biggest, wagering hook in the world these days, it'll be here pretty soon. Steve Johnson from the Racebook tells me they've got odds to win divisional titles and win totals for the NFL. They're out right now. So get up to the South Point. You can see what we're talking about. And you can call toll-free and get hooked up with a reservation with Steve Johnson at 866-780-7223. And, hey, John, an additional tip of the cap, and, yeah, it's promotional to Pete and Ev Perella with Legacy Ranch. What a big, big win for them yesterday. First time long in the Mallaire Stakes with Mo Haven, one off by six lengths in totally dominant fashion.
That's the word I used when I texted Pete Perella to say congratulations. She absolutely dominated. I wasn't sure she would get two turns, but around the far turn, she was still in hand, and everybody started to struggle. And I thought, well, this race is over, and she won it easy. So she's, she can route, she can sprint, she's a cowbridge, she can run in restricted races. She's the daughter of Yalpon, so she's one of those that the mare was bred to Kentucky Stallion, came to California, foaled, and was bred back to a California Stallion. She's got a cowbred, and they're taking advantage of all of it. And
good point.
She's just three years old, and she's on her way. She's going to have a good career.
And, hey, John, they gave good money for her. They bought her for $200,000, but they're way out now on her earnings, well north of $300,000. So, and boy, the way she won yesterday, first time long, this kind of opens things up in terms of options, John.
It does. I think John Seller mentioned they're pointing to the Fleet Treat Stakes. That'll be back around one turn at Del Mar. But you've got all these options with a filly like this. She's got speed and she's tactical. So I'd like to be in that position. Congratulations to Pete and Ev. They put their money up. They deserve to have a horse like this. And more power to them. I hope they go on a nice long run with her.
And encourage people, go to LegacyRanch.com. Find out about everything they have to offer. Getting your babies ready to come into the racetrack and to run to their potential. And also, they've got an outstanding stallion roster. Clubhouse Ride with another winner here. I think it was on Friday. Was it yesterday, John? Early in the card.
Start the Ride and King's Ride 1-2 in that allowance race, both by Clubhouse Ride. And, you saw Clubhouse Rides and Om's all over the Calbred program yesterday.
Yeah, Clubhouse Ride, Om, and, of course, Forbidden Kingdom, a brilliant multiple graded stakes winner on all surfaces. His first crop are on the ground now at Legacy Ranch. So give him a call up there. Managed by Terry Knight, does a tremendous job. Terry's number is 510-928-4980. All right, John, kind of slim pickings. Let's face it, today at Santa Anita, but tomorrow three graded stakes, two of them grade ones.
Yeah, it's the Shoemaker Mile on the grass, and you've got the Gamely on the grass, and then you have the I always call it the Hollywood Gold Cup, the Gold Cup, whatever you want to call it, the mile and a quarter race there too. So these are the last couple of grade ones during the Santa Anita meet. So looking forward to seeing those. And it's strange, not one stakes race around the country today on a Sunday of the holiday weekend.
And can you help us make some money today somewhere, either today or tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm going to the fifth race today at Santa Anita. You guys were talking, you and John Hardoon, about Lasix and everything else. Here's a good example. In race number five, number three, Biggie, a three-year-old, when he turned three at the beginning of the year, he was allowed to race on Lasix. He's a completely different horse. He improved a ton in the two starts. A powerful maiden win last time, claimed by Phil D'Amato, who does not risk him for a tag on the way back. I think he'll like the mile and an eighth. He's just a three-year-old that's going to face older, but he's getting good. Let's see where he ends up. He's 4-1 on the program. Number three, Biggie, race five at Santa Anita.
Okay, terrific. And looking forward to you, Bob Ike, and company on air here next Saturday with Thoroughbred LA from 9 to 10. Thanks so much, John.
All right, good luck.
All right, let's get down to Catella right now and say hello to Orlando Gutierrez. A lot going on, you know, in many respects regarding what's happening in Los Al. As I noted, going to the last break, no racing last night due to this big chemical spill. It's a national story. Let's find out if we're okay to go tonight under the lights. Orlando, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. Thank you. I'm well. And no decision has been made as of yet on tonight's racing program. We are open for simulcasting, the daytime simulcast action. We are open as usual. Expect to be open tomorrow for the big Memorial Day program. But our decision will be made later this morning in regards to tonight's simulcasting action and also, of course, the live racing program. Hopefully everybody is staying safe. The Orange County Fire Authority on their X page released the last report around 9 p.m., an update in the air measurements in the community have been continue to be measured. The levels of pollutants around the evacuation zone are completely normal in their measurements. Mm-hmm. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has air monitoring operation stations going around the clock, and they were happy to report that they had not seen any contaminants in the in any of those monitoring stations. And again, that was the latest report they had about 9 p.m. So we are open for daytime simulcasting.
Good.
Right now, there is going to be a meeting, in fact, at Los Alamitos Racecourse. We are the staging area for a lot of those emergency support agencies. And there's going to be a meeting later this morning, and following that meeting, we'll try to get an assessment and announce what we'll be doing tonight in regards to the live program.
Well, I'm going to be optimistic. I don't know anything, but I've been told whatever chemical this is, that it's very heavy, and it's not just, as you said, the monitoring that's being done by the EPA and others, I would assume CARB, California Air Resources Board, they don't show anything widespread, but obviously when you've got this much of it and concerns about an explosion, but the chemical apparently is very heavy and it just might stay right where it's at. That's the hope, even if something bad goes wrong, Orlando.
Yeah, that's my understanding, Mike. The U.S. EPA also has specialty equipment to ensure that no gas is being released from the tank. And, again, they're monitoring that, of course, around the clock. So hoping for the best. You know, I live near the 91 freeway in Buena Park, and a lot of you can see around my neighborhood, there's just cars everywhere. The amount of cars have probably tripled since from a usual weekend.
Why is that? People avoiding Beach Boulevard? Is that the deal?
I think, you know, a lot of people have to come from the evacuation zones to stay with
family and friends. Yeah.
You know, we're not too far. In fact, my sister-in-law and her family are here with us. So
really?
We have them here. And we're happy that they're staying here and enjoying their time here, making them feel as welcome as possible under this tough time.
Yeah, it's unforeseeable. But the flip side of that, conversely, I was told secondhand that a racing official there at Los Al, he and his family, they had to evacuate. And he told a friend of mine, it's just amazing. You look at my neighborhood and it's just a ghost town. Everybody's out.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, that was part of the reason why we did not race last night, because, you know, it's affecting our community. It's affecting our patrons. It's affecting employees, like you mentioned, racing officials, others involved with our horses and our racing operations. So we wanted to support our community and our family here at Los Alamitos. So
for sure.
Most prudent thing was for sure just make sure that put their well-being at the very top, the horses' well-being at the very top, and we're taking every step possible to continue to make sure that we do that.
Okay.
So stay tuned. We'll definitely let people know as soon as possible what we're doing tonight.
And Orlando, in the hope that we run, you've got 8 races carded tonight. The first set to go at 5:45 Pacific at 1,000 yards. Do you have a best bet for radio with the hope that we'll run?
Yeah, Michael, I'll be looking at race number 3 and number 4, Lena Lindgaard. Armando Aguilar returns to riding this mare, and they hooked up several times and have always done well together. Most recently on March 7th, nice victory here. A couple of other riders have tried their luck, but she seems to fit nicely with Armando Aguilar, and Armando Aguilar seems to be fit nicely with her. So I'm going to give the 4, Lena Lindgaard, in race number 3 a look. 5-2 in the morning line, like you mentioned, Mike, first post, 5:45 p.m. here at Los Al, 8 solid races in the program.
Okay, and race 3 set to go at 6:41 tonight, Pacific. Last thing, you had a single winning ticket a week ago last night in the pick 6, a huge pool. Unfortunately for radio last week, you didn't have the location as to where that ticket was purchased, but you have it now. I know you wanted to share it with the audience.
Yeah, the ticket was purchased through ExpressBet. So congratulations to that winning ticket. Again, it paid, if I remember correctly, about $140,000 the following night, Mike. On Sunday, with our Pick 6 promo, the total pool was close to $95,000. It's a record for this promotion. So two big, fun Pick 6 sequences there. The payout on Sunday night was pretty good, too, $5,000. For those that had 6 out of 6. So it's a bet here at Los Alamitos that continues to grow. I remember 6-7 years ago, the pools for the Pick 6 were about $10,000. The carryovers, you know, about $5,000-$6,000. So it's amazing what the Pick 6 promo has done for this wager.
Orlando, it's Memorial Weekend. Encourage everybody, wherever you may be around the country, as we gather around the campfire tonight with FanDuel on. Knock wood, we'll be running at Los Alamitos. Get involved with that $2 Pick 6. Races 3 through 8, that starts at 6:41 Pacific, the beginning of the very popular $2 Pick 6 at Los Alamitos. Thanks so much, Orlando. Stay safe.
Thank you, Mike. And hey, Kirby Yates can get a hold of that closing job. Hey, your Angels have a good chance.
Well, didn't go so good last week, but last night, that's what we need. 1-2-3, shut them down. Let's have a beer, and we'll come back and get them today here at the Big A. A little bit later start, by the way, 4:00. Orlando, thanks so much.
Thank you, Mike. Bye-bye.
All right. We'll take quick time out. We got Toby Callett next up. Matt DeSantis couldn't make it today. We're going to South Florida right out of the break. Stay with us.
Angels Radio. AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Big thrills are in store with the trials to the Ed Burke Memorial Futurity on Sunday, May 31st. Kindergarten Futurity winner Call Me Candela could be in action. Plus, impressive winners Black Magic, Monday Dynasty, and more. And night racing's best bets are here, the early and late pick 4. The early pick 4 pools can be over $190,000. And our $10,000 Pick 6 promo every Sunday night will either feature a carryover or add $10,000 to the Pick 6 pool. Racing fans, we're open daily with top simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Aqueduct, and more. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are always here. Don't forget, free live streaming of our racing programs is always available at losalamitos.com. The Ed Burke Trials, Sunday, May 31st. Great racing always at Los Alamitos.
Hey, everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Kimo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleKimo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Kimo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
And welcome back. Hey, listen, fans. Check out the Data Eel. It's fantastic for anyone new to horse racing or for the longtime fan of this sport. Data Eel calculates race cards for most thoroughbred racetracks in the U.S. and Canada every single day. Data Eel race cards are simple to read. The algorithms do all the hard work handicapping the races for you. So just focus on planning your betting strategy and enjoying the day at the races. Data Eel is horse racing simplified. And check out Data Eel's brand new website, built to give users a better experience and a clearer understanding of Data Eel race cards. Go to dataeel.com, that's dataeel.com, or visit horseracingsimple.com. Now we visit Horse Racing Advanced in the name of one Toby Callett in South Florida. Hey, Toby, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you today?
Good. Thanks for making the adjustment. Matt DeSantis had something going on. Really glad you could join us an hour early. First things first, we are off the grass, it looks like, for the foreseeable future at Gulfstream.
Yes, as John Lindo had pointed out when we communicated, the current condition book does not include any turf. They took a break last year also doing it. I can understand why that's the case. It's just it messes things up. Believe it or not, there's five Tapetas today and four or Tapeta, excuse me, and there's four dirt races, and one of them is a really intriguing race. So we are going to make lemonade out of lemons today. Oh, I do believe.
Okay, hit it, Toby.
Okay, race nine, and it will be part of the coast-to-coast stuff, the Sunset 6 and the coast-to-coast pick 5. In the ninth race, pay very close attention to the fact that three trainers had entered two horses. Safi Joseph has the 1 and the 8. Tariq Mubarak had the 3 and 4. He did scratch the 3. And Heather Smullen has the 7 and 9 entered. Obviously, you always have to take a closer look at Safi Joseph. And on paper, the least attractive one is the 1 Keepsake Box. Keepsake Box has never raced on dirt before, but is adding blinkers today. And there's 2 recent workouts showing with the blinkers on. This filly looked awesome. And her workmate back on May 8th, go look it up on the workouts. You'll be able to watch the video. A good 3-year-old male horse. Keepsake Box comes out of the gate today with Rashid Hughes and says goodnight, Irene. We're also going to look at the 5 Street Play, the 7 Storm the Point, and the 8 San Antonio Sorrow. That's 1-5-7-8. We skate right on through the evening activities at Santa Anita.
Okay, so a big workout play for Toby Callett. Number 1, Keepsake Box in race 9. That's the 9th and final at Gulfstream. That one's set to go at 5:04 Eastern, 6 furlongs on dirt. Toby Callett, have a great weekend with friends and family, and we'll talk next week.
I'll have to find some friends, but I'll try to do that.
All right, good enough. Always a pleasure. Hey, it's the top of the hour, Chris. I got to step aside. We're coming back strong with the one and only Ray Pollock. A lot of topics on the table with Ray. Looking for a big hour straight ahead on this Memorial weekend. This is Thoroughbred LA. Stay with us.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management. Angels Radio AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Where Angels baseball lives.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's. You'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of sunsets and stars. Big thrills are in store with the trials to the Ed Burt Memorial Futurity on Sunday, May 31st. Kindergarten Futurity winner Call Me Candela could be in action. Plus, impressive winners Black Magic, Monday Dynasty, and more. And night racing's best bets are here, the early and late pick 4. The early pick 4 pools can be over $190,000. And our $10,000 Pick 6 promo every Sunday night will either feature a carryover or add $10,000 to the Pick 6 pool. Racing fans, we're open daily with top simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Aqueduct, and more. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are always here. Don't forget, free live streaming of our racing programs is always available at LosAlamitos.com. The Ed Burt Trials, Sunday, May 31st. Great racing always at Los Alamitos.
Hey, everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family-owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24-7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than 3 decades. Call now at 626-444-444. 888-648-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
The rider, Native Diver, is going to the front.
Gamely and Rising Market, nose and nose, and Gamely is the winner by a nose. Rising.
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry, Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come join us for top-class daytime thoroughbred action and nighttime quarter horse racing through December 14th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, perennial top stallion clubhouse ride, stakes producing Om and Tamarando. By the luxurious Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you, Dan Jers, and a very pleasant good morning once again, everybody. Hope you're having a great Memorial weekend wherever you may be listening. A lot of good racing in front of us nationwide. Today at Santa Anita, well, not so much. No stakes racing today at Santa Anita. 9 races get underway at 1 o'clock, and we'll start at 1 tomorrow as well. And the race quality picks up precipitously with 3 graded stakes, a grade 2, and a couple of grade 1s. A lot to talk about this hour. We're joined by a good friend, Ray Pollock, who heads up the Pollock Report, and would encourage folks to check out his contributions on X as well. He joins us right now. Hey, Ray, good morning. Hope you and Carol are having a great Memorial weekend so far.
Well, good morning, Mike. Yeah, same to you. It's very rainy in the Midwest. I'm back in Lexington, and I looked at the forecast, and the next 7 days is rain. It's
amazing. Yeah.
We're not going to have a lot of turf racing in Churchill, I don't think.
No. And, you know, speaking of Churchill, that's where Bob Baffert is at. And that said, he is not at Santa Anita, at least in the afternoon. This really, it pretty much says it all of where we're at right now, Ray. Baffert with not a single starter Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Memorial Day weekend. His base of operation been shifted, it looks like, to Kentucky. I think he'll be very much in evidence at Del Mar, but this is really kind of unreal. And, you know, you see a couple of grade ones here tomorrow, Baffert not entered. That's kind of astonishing, Ray.
It is, but on the other hand, two-year-old racing hasn't really kicked in, and that's where his focus is right now. His owners, especially the SF Racing people, buy expensive yearlings in hopes of turning one or two of them into stallions. And, you know, those big races, those maiden races, start Del Mar. I mean, they're running two-year-olds in Santa Anita, but those aren't the races that really matter. So, you know, and he's weak in the older horse division right now. So part of it is that he shipped 34 horses to Churchill Downs, and you know, he's still got stables in California, but this isn't the time of year where he really starts a lot of horses.
Yeah, I would say at Del Mar he'll be ready to roll. And anything he's running in New York, to me, certainly would bear watching. Ray, right now I'm watching something you posted about 20 hours ago on X. And this is the guy would have to be categorized as a quintessential duck. He's got sandals on the practice tee on a range, and he's got an analytics machine in front of him. I'm surprised the thing hasn't blown up. His hat's on backwards. A bit of a slob, I'll put it that way. And he's swinging and missing with what appears to be a 6-iron. And, Ray, your rather acerbic comment is, Santa Anita morning line maker practicing. Ray, come on now.
I've heard John and Bob on the Saturday show talking about it. And they especially pointed out beforehand that the big whiff on the first race, a horse that was 12-1, went off the 2-1 favorite. I don't know how you can do a morning line really effectively unless you follow the circuit really closely. And I
100%.
From what I have since learned, I didn't really even know who was doing it. I know that, you know, Jeff Siegel had done it and John White for years, and I go back to Jeff Tufts when he did it at Santa Anita. But I guess it's the Horse Racing Nation guys, and nothing against them, but, you know, if they're just using, you know, AI to do it and maybe make some adjustments, it's not ready for prime time, I don't think.
Yeah. Now, hey, Ray, full disclosure, Horse Racing Nation, that's a competitor of the Pollock Report, but you're not in the morning line business. In as much as you mentioned Horse Racing Nation, I've been told secondhand that Ed DeRosa with HRN is involved with the line. It's a tough job, and it's really a tough job from afar, Ray, and I think we can all agree on that.
Yeah. And, you know, if that's true, I hate to pick on Ed because he would never say anything insulting about anybody else.
Oh, is that right?
Just trying to have a little fun on a slow Saturday.
Yeah, thank you, Ray, very much. To be honest with you, it is a little bit slow, and I'm a little behind the curve myself. I was at a graduation ceremony over here at Chapman University down the road yesterday. I didn't see any races till this morning. Was trying to get caught up. I saw you, the duck on the practice tee kind of caught my eye, but then I saw what you had to say about Joaquin Jaime. I tried to get him at the last minute, but he's out with the family, understandably, this morning with no notice from me early on. But I agree with you, Ray. It's tragic for our industry, tragic for a lot of the people that are going to be losing their jobs. I sure hope Joaquin Jaime isn't one of them. I think he's a brilliant young talent, solid guy, and I was glad to see you gave him props. Apparently, he had a good interview with jockey agent Matt Nakatani on air yesterday.
Yeah, it really kind of just brought up the point of what we're going to be missing when FanDuel TV goes away. And it's going to be a long goodbye because they're going to start cutting back on studio and racetrack production fairly soon. And I think, as you said earlier, and at the end of next year, it's going to just be gone for good. They're going to still have their betting app and all that. But, you know, we've had it really good these last 27 years, I guess, since they went on the air. You know, I turn it on this morning, and there's the 1,000 guineas from Cura in Ireland. They're showing some races right now from Longchamp in France. And then you have the whole afternoon of racing from, you know, coast to coast, as they say.
And Ray, it's in bars, restaurants, hotels nationwide.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I know that you go back as far back or far than I do. I remember getting the race results from Bill Gar every night, and they would play the stretch runs on KNX of the races. But, you know, this is incredible that we've had a horse racing network bringing its races from all over the world, and it's going to go away, and it's going to hurt, you know, not just the people that are losing their jobs. It's going to hurt the tracks that have been showcased.
Absolutely.
Minos, Meadowlands, tracks that, you know, the tracks that don't get the attention that a Saratoga or Del Mar would.
Yeah. Ray, it's I don't know, this is beyond serious to lose this window. I don't see how you ever replicate it. The final paragraph of your post on X regarding this, to me, what you said is just 100%. You said, thoroughbred racing structure, parentheses, or lack thereof, in parentheses, makes it difficult to mount a meaningful reaction to the impending death of FanDuel TV. It took, this is key, Ray, it took significant outside investment to make TVG happen, and I don't see anyone stepping up with the capital needed for a successor. No, and that's just a fact, Ray. The amount of investment needed would be a ton, a mountain of money, and it's not happening.
Yeah, I remember when Mark Wilson was head of TVG, and you know how much he told me how much that you know they were investing tens of millions of dollars into this. And you know, at the beginning, TVG and NTRA, which you know was designed to be a league office, were kind of joined at the hip, and the NTRA was going to be funded with a percentage from TVG, and TVG was going to be the national ADW platform for horse racing. Hmm. But then some of the tracks back east, specifically Parks, Philadelphia
Park.
Yeah, they had
the home of Glenn Hill.
Yeah, Well, they had a telephone betting service, and they said, we're not going to be part of this. And they got other tracks in the Mid-Atlantic to kind of boycott.
Provincial.
Threatened to drop out. Yeah, and so, you know, the infighting that's going on now has been going on for decades, and we don't have a structure to deal with. Simple as that.
Yeah, and it's just beyond sad. It really is. Ray, Memorial Day looks very good. You know, around the country here at Santa Anita, I mentioned three graded stakes, but I got to ask you just a business question. Full crops. We don't have the numbers on California yet. We had a good day of state bred racing yesterday. We know the numbers are going to be down, but it's not just here in California. Racing is no more up in British Columbia. They used to have a strong breeding program. Mm-hmm. The Washington State Breeders Program, it's way down. Now they've got good, aggressive, competent management up there at Emerald Downs. But around the country, these numbers are trending down. What about, in an immediate sense, the amount of traffic you're seeing there at the Pollock Report?
We're actually up year to year, but the problem, as you said, is not just California, it's not just Florida, where those two states have had a bigger drop in the full crop than anywhere else. Watching a Saturday afternoon races, you see 4 horse fields, 5 horse fields. I think there was a 3 horse field from Monmouth yesterday. No, that was an off the turf race, but it's an industry that reacts, you know, after the fact. It's not one that does things proactively. And, you know, we either have too much racing and there's too many tracks going at the same time. Nobody wants to change what they do. And I really have a hard time seeing a way out of this this spiral.
Well, I got one little anecdote that I think could help. I don't know if you agree. You probably don't. I know, from early on, you've been supportive of Hyserray, but what about this business of Lasix? I think you might have heard me quoting Todd Pletcher and Mark Glatt earlier. To me, Lasix is an issue. We need to take it away from our enemies, and I mean enemies. They're not partners. They want us out of business. They should not have a say-so in anything. If we could get Lasix reinstituted across the board, I think that could help keeping more horses in training and so on, and therefore help field size, Ray.
Yeah, I hear that, and I respect the opinions of the people that you quoted. But you know, there are some other people who say that are just as closely involved that say every horse doesn't need it. Yet every horse, basically, when it's legal, is on Lasix. One of the ideas that I heard before HISA decided to keep the status quo and not allow Lasix for 2-year-olds and stakes races, one of the more interesting things I heard was let horses run on Lasix, just have them carry 4 more pounds or 5 more pounds, or, you know, come up with a formula, because there are still people that are convinced that it's a performance enhancer. I've heard the term performance normalizer too, but, you know, handicappers talk about it all the time, these first-time Lasix. And if it's not something that helps performance, then why do they bring that up?
Well, it helps with bleeding. I know from owning and breeding over the years, it's beneficial to the horse, Ray. I mean, I don't want to go back and forth here too much, mm-hmm. but I think a lot of people that have denigrated the use of Lasix over the years, they say it masks other things. Well, yeah, I don't think we have the evidence for that. I think we do have the evidence that it hurts our inventory. So I've gotten to where I'm pretty much adamant that I think it needs to be allowed, Ray. That's where I'm at on it. I don't know. To me, that's just one small thing we could do to help maybe stem the tide of declining field size.
Yeah, I'm with you as far as it does not mask. It does not mask other drugs. The way it's given now, 4 hours before a race in a fairly small amount, is not enough to mask drugs, other drugs. So, we disagree on this, but I respect those who say it, the number of starts per horse has been in steady decline for decades now, and career and per year and all that
for many reasons.
I'm not sure that it's ever going to be reversed.
Ray, last thing, I want to ask you on behalf of people who play a little golf anywhere. The duck thing, if you want to leave that up, the problem with looking at that, and I looked at it over and over this morning, just through osmosis, it could affect somebody's swing. I think you need to get some Sam Snead or Ben Hogan, put it up there to counteract what we're seeing with the duck. So it helps subliminally, maybe, for anybody wanting to tee it up, Ray.
Well, the one thing I'll say is, and I play a lot of golf, don't put on flip-flops and play golf. You're better off even being barefoot than wearing flip-flops. So that's number one.
Ray,
and
go ahead.
Don't wear the hat backward either.
Ray, thanks so much. Enjoy the time always, and encourage people to go to the Pollock Report. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike. Take care.
You bet. Hey, listen, fans, check out the Data Eel. It's fantastic for anyone new to horse racing or for longtime fans of the sport. Data Eel calculates race cards for most thoroughbred racetracks in the U.S. and Canada every day. Data Eel race cards are simple to read. The algorithms do all the hard work, handicapping the races for you. So just focus on planning your betting strategy and enjoying a day at the races. Data Eel is horse racing simplified. And check out Data Eel's brand new website, built to give users a better experience and a clearer understanding of Data Eel race cards. Go to dataeel.com, that's dataeel.com, or visit horseracingsimple.com. Right now we get up to Santa Anita and check in with highly respected private clocker on behalf of NationalTurf.com, Andy Harrington. Hey, Andy, good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead and talk, Andy. I didn't get that.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning, Tim.
We're having trouble with a lot of cell phones. I don't know what it is, but it seems like every time we're talking to somebody at some point or another, they're underwater. I know you're not. You've got a very profitable enterprise and so on. But I wanted to ask you about maybe tomorrow's card a little bit because, Michael McCarthy's got a short price favorite, Formidable Man, coming off a 7-month layoff in tomorrow's Grade One Shoemaker Mile on turf. Haven't seen him since he ran a huge second at a big price, going 1.5 miles in the Breeders' Cup turf at Del Mar. How's Formidable Man looking to you on the comeback trail for tomorrow's Shoe Mile?
Well, the last two drills, it's worked with Malarchek, who's in the Hollywood Gold Cup for Michael McCarthy also.
Yeah.
They're both, Formidable Man is doing well. The only caveat I have is there's six drills listed on his tab starting in April 11th, I believe. And that's all the drills it has off the break since the Breeders' Cup. So you can't knock the way the horse is training, but if you can knock it, it's not the longest pattern in the world to come off and run against top-class Grade One type horses. So if that's something that people want to try to look elsewhere, I could see it totally. So, so he's doing well, but is he 100% cranked up? I have my doubts.
Yeah, but I know you agree, Andy, coming off a layoff, you don't have to be as fit on turf as you do dirt.
No, because you pretty much just break, sit, and then make a run in the lane.
Yeah.
So, yeah, with the dirt racing, especially in California, you're running from the opening of the bell to the wire. Everybody is. So that's a great point. So, yes, the horse, is probably fit enough, but he's fit enough to run against these horses. He towers over this field class-wise and style-wise. Obviously, to me, he does.
So, going
to
be a short price,
Absolutely. If you're trying to beat odds-on favorites, that would be the only thing I could maybe hang your hat on is the shortness of the work pattern.
Yeah, and the other thing, El Potente is out apparently with a fever, so we're down to 8 horses for tomorrow's Shoe Mile. Let's go ahead and get to it. Andy, who do you like for radio today or tomorrow?
Oh, let's go to tomorrow. The Gamely, which cards is the sixth race on tomorrow's card. There's a horse in here that's now in the Safi Joseph barn, Hang the Moon, the two horse. in the sixth race with Flavian Pratt. This horse, she trained great for Phil all last year, but never really followed through. The year before, it won the John C. Mabee, and it won the another grade one here. Looks like she's gotten back on the beam for Safi Joseph with the win and a really good second in Florida. So at 8-1, it's just as good as these horses. And, you know, Safi Joseph is, you know, he's a terrific trainer. Maybe he's moved this horse up again, because if this horse runs back to her 2024 form, then I think she's going to be right there. And 8-1 and Flavian and Safi Joseph, that seems like a pretty good gamble to me. So in this Gamely tomorrow, cards of the sixth race, we're going to go with number two, Hang the Moon.
Okay, we'll look for it for sure, Andy. And again, what's up at nationalturf.com?
Got a scouting report on all the horses I've seen here with grades, good, bad, and in between, and give you a little more information to take out to the racetrack that maybe you can't find in the race form. So nationalturf.com.
Andy, thanks for the time. Have a great weekend. Appreciate it. And listen, folks, before we break, a quick word about not only David Wilson's Toyota of Warren, South Bay Toyota, all of those stores in the Wilson Automotive Group. As you've probably heard, Ford Motor Company has a huge sell-a-thon sales event going right now. You can get Ford employee pricing and 0% APR financing on select 2025 and 26 models. Check out the most popular pickup truck in America, the F-150, at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. We'll take quick time out. Coming back strong here. Next up Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Then it'll be Bob Mazursky, and we're going to be spending some time, take two, with Jonathan Harduna of the Rags and Sheets. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Down a dirty road, started out all alone, and the sun went down.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8-mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Om and Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three grade two wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
Attention Inland Empire Racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere, and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona. From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, brother, brother.
And welcome back, Hour 2, Thurman, Los Angeles. And again, my sincere thanks to the guys making it happen inside here at the Big A, Elliot Kams, along with Chris Monreal. And a programming reminder, Angels a little bit later today, Rangers about a 4:05, I believe, start today on Peacock. So, a lot of time to make it down to the Big A. The weather is fantastic. Folks, a quick word about my good friends at Western Router. If you have plumbing issues or if you suspect something's coming on, I can tell you, be proactive. Don't wait till it's too late. Western Router, family owned by Larry and John Batala, along with Mike and Jenny Glenn, for more than four decades now. They're open 24/7. They can handle any emergency, any job, commercial or residential, on time and under budget. Give them a call at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio. Hey, they'll knock 10% off your total invoice. Go to their website, westernrooter.com. You'll see over 500 five-star reviews. When I say this, I mean it, folks. Western Router, the best in the West. And one of the best in the West is next up. We go to Las Vegas. Say hello to Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Bruce, good morning. Hope you're having
a great
weekend.
I'm doing well. How are you, Mike?
Hanging in. Listen, congrats on behalf of the listeners. A nice win on air last week at Santa Anita Orange at 1160. And you had a nice winner with John Lindo and Bob Ike yesterday on air. Unrivaled time at Santa Anita. That came back $6. Well done, Bruce.
Thanks a lot. Boy, those are two totally different races, weren't they? Aaron's went to the lead, ran a very good final time, and unrivaled time came from out of the clouds and got up in the last stride. So it was fun winning those two races.
Bruce, Memorial Day weekend, I think anybody's been playing horses for a long time, you remember these kind of weekends over the years, do you not?
Oh, yeah. It was a big time at Hollywood Park, Memorial Day weekend, and then in New York we had the Met Mile. It was a huge racing day. This was one of the banner weekends of the racing year for sure.
I got to say this, Bruce, as you're talking, I'm thinking of Memorial Weekend. I think it was like 1977. I was with some guys. We'd been up to like Lake Mead. We were going into Vegas at night gambling. You felt like you were somebody, free drinks and everything. Those were the days. So on the way out, we stopped at a little place called Churchill Downs on the Strip. I think you remember it.
Sure.
The disseminator, they used to read off the tape. So I thought I knew something. I bet $150 to win on Cascapedia, Gordon Campbell, Jerry Lambert, and the Hawthorne Handicap at Hollywood Park. And she won easy. So, hey, big deal. But I cashed, you know. So good memories. And then later on working there, it was always a fun time, I can tell you. And we're hoping for more of the same tomorrow here locally at Santa Anita. Let's get to it, Bruce. I know you want to go out of town for your first selection here today.
Yeah, let's go to the eighth race at Churchill Downs. Right now it's listed as muddy, but the weather looks good right now, so maybe it's going to dry out and be upgraded later on. I'm going to go to the eighth race, Mike, a field of six going a mile and a 16th. And I think the one horse, Anna's Promise, has a big advantage here in its early speed. Now, her form has gone a little awry of late. She was a good three-year-old, though. She was second in the Gulfstream Park Oaks. She was fifth in the Kentucky Oaks. Most of her great races, or her top races, rather, were ridden by Luis Saez. He's back aboard. She's been running in one-turn races, and she's kind of a tweener. She's got speed, but she's not really fast enough in these one-turn races to control the race. She has a couple of in-the-money performances in her one-turn races. I think she's going to love this today, Mike. She's going to try two turns from the rail, slower tempo against some slower runners. I think she could get brave on the front end and really turn it around. Race eight, let's go with the one horse, Anna's Promise at Churchill, 7-2 on the morning line.
And post time for race eight at Churchill today, 4:23 Eastern. Come on out to Santa Anita. You want to talk about today or tomorrow, Bruce?
No, let's talk about today.
Okay.
And, let's go to the seventh race, Mike. And this is a competitive field, again, of six. The horse that really intrigues me here is on the bottom, Euchre, the six horse. What intrigues me is I like the route to sprint angle. His one win came sprinting. And I want to talk about that for a minute. When he won it on debut back in late November at Del Mar, he was a stalker that day. He sat just off the lead. He fought it out down the lane. And ever since that race, he's been a confirmed front runner for whatever reason. They've never really tried to sit him off the pace. Now, could those three route races coming in put a little more stamina or bottom into him? That's the hope here today. The speed is drawn inside with Tommy Norris and Matt at five. Maybe Euchre could outlast these at a price. So in race seven, let's go with the six. I was going to say Bob Euchre, he's on the outside. Remember the line he had in Major League? A little bit outside, I believe it was. So let's go race seven, number six, Euchre, 6-1 on the morning line.
You know, you say Bob Euchre, you can't help but smile. That guy was just naturally funny, and Johnny Carson loved him.
Oh, he was the best. Euchre was, and remember, he had his own sitcom that was on for some years. You know what his claim to fame was as a baseball player?
Yeah, I do. He hit Sandy Koufax real good.
He hit Sandy Koufax, and he couldn't hit a lick, Bob.
No.
He was terrible.
Yeah. But
that was self-deprecating humor. He used to tell us how bad of a baseball player was, but he could hit Sandy Koufax. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Anyway, hey, Bruce, we'll try and get lucky with Euchre, the six horse in race seven at Santa Anita today, and post time for that is going to be at 4 o'clock Pacific. But talk about BetOnBruce.com. What's going on there at the site with the holiday racing tomorrow?
So we'll have the full card analysis today and tomorrow. Same schedule as far as full card at Santa Anita, late races, last half of the card at Churchill Downs. Audio is included both today and tomorrow. Same thing with the best bets at Santa Anita, four best plays of the day at Santa Anita with audio, all at betonbruce.com.
Okay, terrific. Thanks so much, Bruce. Appreciate it.
Take care, Mike. Have a great day.
You bet. And, folks, a quick word about a great friend and a guy who's having a great year, trainer Doug O'Neill. He's also in the food business. Along with his son Daniel, they've got Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Hey, it's just up the street from the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. So if you're heading to a function after playing a few races out there at the Derby Room where there's never any charge for parking and admission, get into Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne, just off the corner of D Street and Foothill, right behind In-N-Out, next to Stater Brothers. Like Doug says all the time, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. I'm getting hungry. Let's say hello to Bob Mazursky. We'll close this segment out. Hey, Bob, good morning.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Good. You know, you and I have fond memories of Hollywood Park, especially on Memorial Day weekend. And I got to say this, Hollywood Park, of all the racetracks I've been to, I think they had the best food overall, certainly the best food in the press box. And that dated back to Marge Everett, and R.D. Hubbard kept it going.
Oh, absolutely. That was always the truth. And they had some really nice people that worked in the
Press Box Kitchen over the years. So yeah, a lot of good
phenomenal.
Say that was a huge day at Hollywood Park, and I think that's the day they had the big tote bag giveaway. I remember trying to drive in, and Marge Everett was outside directing traffic. It was so crowded that day. It was just a nightmare getting in and out of that place that day. But it was a tote bag giveaway, and I can't remember exactly what the crowd was, but it was massive.
And, you know, Bob, the day Seattle Slew ran there, and that was only because Marge Everett prevailed upon the owners, the Taylors, Billy Turner, the trainer, did not want to run. I was not there that day, but I'm told that traffic jam after Seattle Slew did not hit the board in the Californian. It was won by Shoemaker, Gate to Wire on J.O. Tobin. That was one of the worst traffic jams in the history of the city of Englewood, people trying to get out of there after that race.
I can confirm that because I was there that day with, along with my family, and my grandparents were out from New York, so they wanted to go, and it was a nightmare.
That was a big deal, was it not?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, listen, it's going to be a big deal if we can cash today or tomorrow, courtesy of Bob M. Where do you want to go at Santa Anita?
I'm going to go to the last race of the day tomorrow. I like the number 7, Still Bulletproof. Was claimed last October by Andy Mathis. Comes back in a spot where he can't be claimed. The horse ran well on the grass first time out in Florida last year. I like the fact that he's being placed in a spot where he can't be taken, and I like the fact that he gets Rosario. Andy Mathis, after a slow start to the year, has really warmed up of late, so I'm going to go to that horse. Listed at 10-1 on the morning line. I don't know if we'll get that price, but I'm willing to take a gamble on him in the 10th race tomorrow, number 7, Still Bulletproof.
10 of them tomorrow. Bob says it's number 7, Still Bulletproof. And we don't have to worry about field size late in the card, certainly tomorrow at Santa Anita, Bob. We got good participation.
No, absolutely. Yeah, the smaller fields usually tend to be in the early races, and the bigger fields tend to be in the late races, and that's certainly the case tomorrow.
Bob, have a great weekend with the family. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike. Take care.
All right, Bob Mazursky with us. And a quick word, folks, about the Derby Room. I mentioned it out at Fairplex Park in Pomona. I really mean this. They take care of the customer. Free parking and admission every racing day right off White Avenue, below Arrow Highway. It just couldn't be any easier to get in and out of there. And a very reasonable, tight food and beverage menu. They do an outstanding job with their audiovisual presentation. It's overseen by Brandon. You'll quite often see the unofficial mayor of the Derby Room, Bob Ike, out there playing the races. Can't say enough about it, folks. If you get in there, tell them you heard about it right here on Thoroughbred Los Angeles. We'll hit our final break, and we got a lot of time to talk with the one and only Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets. Coming into today, 5 consecutive winners on radio. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Big thrills are in store with the trials to the Ed Burt Memorial Futurity on Sunday, May 31st. Kindergarten Futurity winner Call Me Candela could be in action. Plus, impressive winners Black Magic, Monday Dynasty, and more. And night racing's best bets are here, the early and late pick four. The early pick four pools can be over $190,000. And our $10,000 pick six promo every Sunday night will either feature a carryover or add $10,000 to the pick six pool. Racing fans, we're open daily with top simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Aqueduct, and more. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are always here. Don't forget, free live streaming of our racing programs is always available at losalamitos.com. The Ed Burt Trials, Sunday, May 31st. Great racing always at Los Alamitos.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
And welcome back, folks. Final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. My name is Mike Willman. Next up, take two, my good friend Jonathan Hardoon on behalf of the Ragas and Sheets from Saratoga Springs. Hey, John, good morning once again. Hope you're enjoying the weekend.
I am, Mike, and hopefully you are as well.
Oh, big time, yeah. Had a great day yesterday with family. Listen, John, I neglected to mention in hour one, man, you had five in a row on radio coming into this weekend. And last weekend, both horses of yours, through no fault of yours, were bet down, and that's a great compliment. At Aqueduct, you had Without Cause off at 9-5, and at Santa Anita, horse by the name of You Think, bet down to 7-5. So you're obviously seeing the ball, John.
Well, you're getting streaks, Mike. It's a streaky game like any other sport or anything else in life. And, you know, obviously these horses are getting hammered, so we'd like to get a little bit of a better price for the listeners. But we do the best we can.
But we talk about this occasionally, John. You know, we can do things to try and get people interested in racing. One of them, of course, is having a window that we've just grown so accustomed to with TVG, now FanDuel, where our game is available to millions and millions of people via cable systems nationwide. And along with that, you get people the experience if they can cash a bet. Boy, that's a big way to get them started, getting involved with our business. I don't know if you heard me talk about it. I bet 150 on a 3-5 favorite by the name of Cascapedia almost 50 years ago. And I remember it because, you know what, it was kind of a big deal. I felt good about it.
Yeah, 150 back then is probably like 600-700 today. So
yeah.
you sent it in pretty good. So good for you. And I don't know if that's good news in the long run, but it certainly made you feel good that day.
But it's so important. It's a big part. We can talk about the esoterics, this and that, but the gambling part of it is what makes the game go. Now, I also remember, John, betting $10 to win on Cougar the Second in the 1973 San Juan Capistrano Invitational Handicap, 3-5 with Bill Shoemaker, and he ran third. The race was won in wire-to-wire fashion by Queen's Hustler under Rudy Rosales. So I do remember minus 10 there, too. So anyway.
You remember the pluses and the minuses.
Yeah, that's right.
But usually people remember only the bad beats or the big scores.
Yeah.
Nothing in between, but you remember the $10 bet.
That's right. Now, listen, John, we've got some time here, so some ground to cover. We talked a little bit about Lasix in hour one, and then we had a bit of a counterpoint from Ray Pollock. He's been pretty much, you know, stridently anti-Lasix over the years. But I just think we need it. The game needs it. And it's, I mean, people say, well, if it doesn't improve performance, why is everybody on it? It's beneficial to the horse. Now, listen, go ahead, John.
It's also preventative, Mike.
Exactly.
We talked about it in the first hour. If you're going to bleed, you're in big trouble. You know, people understand the effects this is going to have long term for the horse. And I happen to agree with you 1,000%. Field size will double. Believe me when I tell you. Bring Lasix back to stake races, and all these 4 and 5 horse fields will go back to 8 horse fields. I honestly believe that.
Well, you know what we're up against there, the animal rights folks and some of the people with the jockey club and so on. I want to get to another issue, and this was in a column. Kevin Modesty has a weekly column in all the Southern California News Group papers, just absolutely tremendous coverage from them year-round for thoroughbred horse racing. But kind of late in his column this past Thursday, he noted that dating back to January 1st, we have now had, regrettably, obviously, 10 horses die overall in racing and training at Santa Anita. The figure, I'm quoting Kevin, the figure for deaths attributed to musculoskeletal causes is the highest at the Arcadia track for this part of the year since the California Horse Racing Board began posting equine fatality data in 2020. So, John, my question is, does the buck stop anywhere? We've got, in the opinion of almost all horsemen I talk to, this top-down, you know, autocratic, regulatory, veterinary situation, environment, which is hurting entries. But what about the results? I just cited a very dark stat. So what's the benefit, John?
I don't know if there is any. And by the way, they were selling it for the last couple of years, how great it was that the death toll was way down. And that's good. We don't want any horses to die or anything like this. But it goes, I believe, in streaks, like we were talking about.
Regrettably, John. And as we said repeatedly, you know, back in 2019, the causes for this manure storm were multifactorial. It's not the caveman horseman, Jerry Hollendorfer bad, he's out. That's not it. It's multifactorial, John.
No question about it, Mike. Back then, there was no question that it was the weather. They had an unnormal amount of rain in a short period of time. It was crazy, and that's really what set everything off. And everybody, again, this game is the greatest when it comes to knee-jerk reaction. Something goes wrong, and right away, that's it. Close everything down, change everything.
Right.
They can't wait to do it. They're sitting there, and they're sitting on the side of a road waiting for a car accident so they can watch it. That's what they're doing, the same thing in
horse
racing.
You're right.
Sit out, and they're watching, and they can't wait for something bad to happen, and boom, they jump out of it. They come out of the closet. Everybody's got an opinion, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I get back to this. We need to get back in contact with the stakeholders, the people making this game go, and stop listening, taking any advice from PETA and the animal rights folks who basically they're controlling so much of the decision making, in my opinion. John, enough of that.
Mike, PETA has one thing in their mind, and this is their intention, to shut down horse racing.
That's right.
Don't think for one second that they give a crap about anything or anyone involved in horse racing. They don't. They don't even care about the horses, I believe. They just want to shut the game down. They're sick.
You want to talk about small animals, dogs, cats, their hands are anything but clean, John.
Exactly.
Anyway, I'll leave it at that. Let's make some money today or tomorrow.
All right, let's go to the ninth and final today at Santa Anita. And I like the number six horse in here, Lil's Coffee, a five-year-old mare who was reclaimed last time out by trainer Doug O'Neill. Lost the horse for 10, dipped right back in and took her in her next start, and now he protects her. She's listed at 6-1 on the morning line. A rider switch today to Kazuchi Kimura. Number six, Lil's Coffee, send you home a winner in today's ninth and final out at Santa Anita.
I sure hope so. JONHARDOON.com.
Three best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Today we have Churchill, we have Aqueduct, and we have Santa Anita Selections.
John, always a pleasure. Have a great weekend, man. Good luck.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
Appreciate it. Again, my thanks to Chris Monreal, Elliot Kams, and the one and only Oscar Beltran. I heard Terry Smith talk about him at the end of the broadcast last night. Folks, Angels, Rangers, we're going to sweep today, 4:05, right here at the Big A. We'll talk next week. Have a great weekend.
Some say life will beat you down and break your heart. Steal your crown. So start it out.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice cold beer 7 days a week.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Angels baseball is less than 6 hours away here on Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
This is SportsCenter.